G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 0 of a new podcast called On the Rouse with Erk. Some of you may already know me from various other podcasts such as Erk Pod, Erk FM, or Erk to the Dory Room, but for some of you, you don't know me from a bar of soap, to use an expression. So I will briefly introduce myself and what is coming up on this particular podcast, On the Rails with Erk. I have been employed in the railway industry here in Australia for almost 20 years, and I've been podcasting since 2007. Every so often there will be a story in the news that I might report on my other show, my other talk show called Erk Pod, and sometimes I go on train rides in systems other than my own. And so I realise that not everyone has the same ability to go on other transit systems, so I'll record it as if I'm a passenger and give you some sort of ambient feeling of what it is like, for instance, to be on a subway in New York or on the London Underground as a classic example. During my podcast and also on social media and, in quotes, in real life, I often get people asking me, what is it like to be a train driver? What is it like to be working in the railway industry? The railway industry has always had some sort of reputation here, for as long as I've been working in it, is that you can't tell the public anything when it comes down to things like, how do you drive a train? What do you have to do to be a train driver? And all of this sort of thing. You know, it's a big mystery. What happens when you go through the city circle? There's lots of different airline shows and there's lots of different airline podcasts, for instance. But when it comes to things railways, railroad, trams, light rail, streetcar, call them what you will, there's not a lot out there. So I thought I'd combine my podcast experience and also my railway industry experience to share what I think is a fairly unique blend of being a passenger and being a worker in the industry. I have a wide range of knowledge in a wide variety of roles, starting from being a station staff member with customer service, station presentation and things like that. I've done law enforcement and security and public safety, and I've also been in operations when it comes to things such as train operations, being a train guard or being a train driver. Now, with the world the way it is and with the amount of railway systems that there are, terminology is always going to be an interesting one for a worldwide audience. And this particular podcast is designed for a worldwide audience, for those who enjoy everything about riding the rails, hence the name Come Ride with Erk. No, it's not even called that, On the Rails with Erk. On the Rails with Erk. And so there's going to be a mixture of industry talk, there's going to be some news, and there's also going to be some ambient ride-alongs, so you get the feeling of what it's like to ride each individual system. So where have I ridden? I've travelled extensively on the urban transit systems here in Australia. I have also travelled on the Auckland railway system in New Zealand. I have travelled on most of the major subway / metro systems in the US. I have ridden on the Mexico City Metro. I have ridden on the SkyTrain in Vancouver in British Columbia. I have travelled on the Japanese subway system, the Hong Kong system, and also various subway / metro systems in Europe and also in the UK. I have also travelled on long distance and interstate and in some cases high speed passenger trains between various places, mainly in Europe, the UK and also the US. And of course here in Australia I've also done long distance train travel as well. So some of it's meant for the enthusiast, some of it's meant for the worker, and some of it is meant for people who are just curious, where is the steering wheel in your train? And I kid you not, that is one of the questions that I get asked. You know, where's the steering wheel? How do you steer the train? Well, all these things and a lot more will be answered. So what can you expect to hear? You can expect to hear, well, first of all, my story about how I joined the railways as a 19-year-old and what the environment was like at that time and how it is now. You'll hear my story as I progress through the ranks, starting off as a station assistant, as they were known back then, and then what I've done over the next 19 and a half years. How I was only supposed to be there for 6 months, and almost 20 years later, I'm still there, and how I've progressed through the ranks. You'll also hear relevant news about the industry, and you'll also hear ambient recordings that I've made in various countries and on various systems to give you a passenger feel, at least in audio form, what it's like to be on those particular systems. I'm also hoping to do some interviews, but then again, that might not be necessarily easy because there's a lot of media restrictions on people in the railway industry, so I've noticed. In many cases, the media policy or the social media policy, if one exists, is basically don't talk to the media or anybody really outside the job about the job. But that's pretty much it. And of course, I must specify that the opinions on this podcast are mine only, if I'm talking, of course. And if I get a guest, for instance, or someone gives me feedback, it's only their opinion. And of course, I could also use this podcast as a way to explore other parts of the industry that I have no knowledge about. For instance, what's it like to drive a freight locomotive? You know, what's it like to be working on a long-distance passenger train? What's it like to be working with a heritage operation, like a steam train or something like that? So there's lots of different ways that this particular podcast could go, and I hope that you're along for the ride with me, so to speak. So what's coming up? This is episode zero. This is a launch episode where I've just been basically explaining and giving you an overview of what the podcast will be. And then after this episode, episode zero, there will be a series of preview episodes where I will give you episodes that I've already pre-recorded for other shows, for instance, my talk podcast, IrkPod, where I will give you a sample of some of the other systems that I've been on, for instance, the London Underground or the New York Subway. And you'll get the feel of the ambience that I'm sort of trying to go for in this particular thing. When does the podcast start? The podcast will start in May 2013. By the time that episode one starts, the episodes will be on iTunes. And so that's part of the reason for the preview episodes, because iTunes always wants you to have some episodes up before they list it. So if you would like to find out more and follow along, you can find it in the talk section of channelirk.com, or you can also find it at ontherailswithirk.com, and let's take this journey together. Also here, I will mention another inspiration for this particular podcast, even though I've had this podcast in mind for several years. There's a similar podcast in the aviation community called The Airline Pilot Guy, with my friend Captain Jeff. He is a pilot for a major legacy American airline. He uses the fictitious company name of Acme, because like me, he isn't an official spokesperson for his organization. So what he tries to do is that he tries to give his opinions on things that happen in the airline industry. For instance, if there's been some sort of incident, he will give you the benefit of his experience. And also, he'll ask the questions that people really want to know the answers to. Like, do you hang out with the flight attendants when you get back to the hotel? And what's it like to land an airplane in snow? You know, those sort of airline-y sort of questions that, if you knew an airline pilot guy, you would ask him. But then again, just think of Captain Jeff as your neighbour, and you can ask him the questions like I get asked. For instance, where's the steering wheel on the plane? You can find Captain Jeff at airlinepilotguy.com. gmail.com. Anywho, I'll leave it there. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can leave a comment on the show notes in the On the Rails with Irk section of channelirk.com, or you can also send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, irkpod@gmail.com. So whether you have been listening to me for a while on other podcasts, or this is the very first time that you've heard me, I'm Irk. Thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to this podcast. I've been thinking about it for many, many years, but I've just decided to launch it this year, and I look forward to your company soon. This podcast terminates here. Could all customers please leave the podcast? This podcast does not convey listeners. I like that.